Well, folks, as we wrap up the show, we have the fantastic Candace Waters here on the line to answer another one of our questions. This is one. It's funny. We're hearing this a lot in the blogosphere and in the pop culture kind of Christian church world. It's a complaint that many are having. So I want to hear Candace's advice on this. So, Candace, welcome.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm ready.
Okay, this person is like, okay, look, this is a pet peeve of mine. When men call their girlfriends and wives hot to other people, it makes things really weird for others. We can't disagree because that would be really mean, and ignoring the person is just rude. What does the guy expect us to say? I get that honoring a loved one in public is sweet, but what are we supposed to do in this situation?
Oh, it is weird. And it's not honoring. It's a pet peeve of mine, too. I've felt the oddness and the strangeness of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy, I want to say, you got to ask two questions. What is true of the situation? And then what should you do in the situation? Let's start with the Bible. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion. Why? That it may give grace to those who hear." Clearly, this talk of someone's girlfriend or wife being hot is not giving grace to the listener, but it's not honoring to the woman either. It may feel flattering to her or superficially exciting, but in reality, it dishonors her because it speaks of her in the language that God intended to be preserved for the privacy and the protection of marriage. And so it's one thing if a pastor wants to say to his wife privately, "Honey, I think you're hot." It's quite another for him to say that from the pulpit. Frankly, I think it has a defiling effect on the congregation because it's mimicking the language of the world around us that doesn't acknowledge the uniqueness of the marital relationship. This is the language of sexuality. You're basically saying, "I think she's sexy." Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't be saying that to your brother in Christ. You shouldn't be saying that about her to other people. And I think the fact that it doesn't bother us as much as it should, that it doesn't maybe bother the woman, but she feels honored by it or flattered by it, speaks to the fact that we live in such a pornified culture and we're breathing this air and it feels tame to us. You know, people might listen to me and say, "Well, you think that's bad. You're such a Puritan." I would say these are not the sorts of comments we ought to be making one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. This is certainly not familial language that you use about your siblings. Mm-hmm. And would we say it of them in the presence of our Lord? I don't think so. So I would encourage him in terms of what he should do in this weird situation, suggest some alternatives. Say, "You know, I think your girlfriend is lovely. I think she's attractive. I think she has godly character. But it makes me uncomfortable when you speak of her this way because it feels, frankly, really dishonoring."
Mm-hmm.
Or you could redirect the conversation by asking him to think a little more deeply or a little more highly. Say, "You know, aside from how she looks, what is it about her character that you admire? What is it that you like about her that you will still like about her when you're old and wrinkled, if you get married and are married, you know, till you're 70.
Mm-hmm.
I remember meeting a guy who was engaged to a girl who was very attractive. And I said to him, "What do you love about her?" And he looked at me and he paused and he said, "Well, have you seen her?" I was so blown away. I didn't have a good comeback. And I wish I could go back into that conversation and say, "Well, yeah, she's lovely, but that's not going to sustain you once you're married and real life hits you. What is it about her that you admire and that you love that has nothing to do with how she looks?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. And I think, you know, when I think of like whether it's the pastor or the friend or whatever, and they're referencing, like you said, their wife or girlfriend is hot, it forces you, based on familiarity with that person, to objectively assess them. It's not like they're talking about a hypothetical. So I think that's where it's so problematic, because you're in the pew and it's like, "Okay, well, I know the pastor's wife, Mary."
Right,
okay,
right.
Now you're thinking of her and you have a picture of her in your mind. And I can only imagine what that's like for men. So
that's right, because you're really saying, "Don't you think she's sexy?"
Yeah.
We ought not to ask one another that question. It's wrong. And as brothers and sisters in Christ, we should challenge one another with gentleness and with prayer. But to say, you know, for a guy to say to a guy, "Dude, that is so dishonoring. Don't you realize what that means? Don't you realize what that sounds like?" Now, maybe you don't say that in front of a whole group of guys, but I think you ought to pull your friend aside and say, "Brother, we got to talk. This, what's going on with your spiritual life? What's your Bible reading time like? What, how is your prayer life for your girlfriend? Or are you just thinking about her body?"
Mm-hmm.
We should talk to one another this way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Candace. That's a great point. And always great to really have you bring it back to what it is doing as far as God's influence in our life, in our mind, in our thoughts, and in our hearts, ultimately. So we appreciate you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Well, folks, that's it for this week's show. Do hop over. We would love for you this week to pop over to iTunes. You know that The Boundless Show is on iTunes. If you would leave us a review, if you haven't already, we would just be your best friends, at least for this week, until we ask something else of you and force you to do it. No, but we just really appreciate that, because that lets others know about the show, and it just gives people a little insight into what you think about the show is so great. So we would appreciate you leaving a review for The Boundless Show over on iTunes. Also, do find us online on the blog, our articles, everything else we have going on over at the site, because that's a great way to stay in touch with us. So until next time, I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.